Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Lord be with you. Let us pray. Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as they migrated from the east, they came upon a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. They then said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we shall be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which mortals had built. And the Lord said, "Look, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there, so that they will not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there, the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the first letter of Paul to Timothy. First of all, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that they may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and humankind, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all. This was attested at the right time. For this I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Many years ago, I had to officiate at a very hard funeral. A young woman in her 20s had died after battling cancer for 2 years. She left behind her mother and her sister. It is customary in an Episcopal funeral that often a family member or a friend will stand up and speak about their loved one in a eulogy before the service actually begins. The young woman's sister wanted to speak. So we were all gathered in the congregation, sitting ready to listen. And this young woman got up. She was a very successful young businesswoman, articulate, smart as a whip. She got up into the lectern and began to speak about her sister with clarity and poise. And then something happened to her. I think grief sometimes moves in waves and it just overcomes you. Well, she was overcome. And all of a sudden, in the middle of her eulogy, she stopped and could no longer speak. She began to shake visibly. Tears were streaming down her face. And she could not get one word out. I didn't know what to do. Many of you know me. I'm a worrier and an overfunctioner, and I wanted to get up and put my arm around her or help her back to her seat or something. But I didn't want to embarrass her. And something told me that this moment was important. So we all sat there with a prolonged agony as we watched her struggle to say something. And then her mother stood up. She was seated in the front row. She stood up and calmly walked all the way to the lectern, where she did the most extraordinary thing. This mother put aside her grief in order to be there for her one surviving daughter. But she didn't touch her. She didn't hug her or tell her everything was going to be okay. She simply stood behind her daughter. Very close physically, but not touching. As a way of letting her know that she was there. And there was this unspoken communication between the mother and the daughter. Something happened, and the young woman seemed to gain strength. She took a deep breath and continued her eulogy. And when she was done, she turned around and took her mother's hand And together, they walked back to their seats. Sometimes, when we're able to put ourselves aside for just a moment and really be there for another person, that's when true communication occurs. And sometimes it doesn't even involve words. At the cathedral this fall and all through the academic year, we're working our way through the Bible. And today we come across this strange, and I find very disturbing, story about a tower. Thousands of years ago, it says in the book of Genesis, all of humanity spoke only one language. And they gathered together and decided that they wanted to build a tower as high as the heavens. And in the book of Genesis, it says that the people decided to build this tower, and I quote, for ourselves. For ourselves, in order to be great. And this idea that they would build this tower for themselves disturbs God greatly. And God scatters them across the face of the earth, giving them many different languages so that communication between human beings and cultures becomes very difficult. Now, those of you who have tried to learn a foreign language, you know what it's like, don't you? It's hard. I minored in Russian in college, and I went and worked in orphanages in Russia, and I thought I knew how to speak, and I knew the words, well, some of them, but I had no idea of people's thought patterns or their culture, and it was so hard to communicate. I would fall asleep at night exhausted from trying to reach people. And have you ever tried to tell a joke in a foreign language? I have never made such a fool of myself in my life as I did over there. And so it was because we tried to act for ourselves and not for God that we ended up scattered and confused. And so it is in our lives that whenever we put ourselves first and think of our own desires and wants before everything else, we find it hard to communicate, don't we? Because you ought to do what I want. Right? And so often we see marriages struggle because people think that their spouse, well, after all, when they got married, didn't their spouse vow to make them happy for the rest of their life? And they're not doing what I want. So we're not getting along or communicating anymore. So long as we always put ourselves first, we end up making a mess. In this parable today, Jesus talks to us about money. Money is a great tool which can be used to do something for ourselves or to do something for others, right? And Jesus says very clearly, you've got to make up your mind. Are you going to serve God first? Or are you going to serve your money, i.e., please yourself? Are you going to serve God first, or are you going to build a big tower, a big successful career? Are you going to serve God first, or are you going to make sure that your spouse does what you want? Ultimately, you have to decide, is it God who comes first, or is it your own needs and desires? And what is money, really? It's power, isn't it? If you have a lot of money and you walk into a restaurant, you can get anything you want, right? If it's on the menu. If you have lots of money, you can buy whatever you want. And it becomes easier and easier to think that what you want is what's most important. It becomes easier and easier to think that you ought to come first, ahead of everything else. That's why it's so important for us to give that away. To give that money out. To give our attention out. To truly listen to someone else is an act of generosity, isn't it? Because you have to put aside yourself for a moment and give your attention to another. Every act of generosity involves putting aside the self in favor of serving God. I bet you guys heard this week the story about the homeless man. Did some of you read this story on the internet? A man who had a learning disability and a stutter struggled his life living in homeless shelters, and he came across a backpack. And he opened up the backpack, and inside there were traveler's checks and cash, totaling about $40,000. Now, if I were the homeless man, I know my first reaction would have been, "Thank you, God." And then I would have struggled with the temptation. Well, you could give it back, but you could keep a little, right? How hard it would have been to struggle with that. This man could have taken care of himself and justified it. He could have said, "This is my chance to have a place to live. This is my chance to get my teeth fixed, whatever." But instead, he gave the backpack back. And when the media heard about it, they descended upon him. "How did you do it? Why did you do it? What were you thinking?" In his stuttering voice, he said, "Because God takes care of me. God takes care of me." The story went viral. Last I heard, people all over the nation were getting generous and inspired. There's over $100,000 in a bank account now for this man. Over $100,000. And God is taking care of him. You know, after this service, we're going to have a big reception to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Cathedral Arts Project. 20 years ago, the dean's wife, Gail, started teaching dance to some students at the homeless shelter across the street. Why? They needed it. She wanted to give something back. One dance class. That was all it was. But it was an act of pure generosity. And the principals in the schools found out about it, and they wondered, could someone come to their school and teach art? Could someone come to their school and teach music? What about painting? What about violin? African drumming? Today, Kimberly Hyatt tells me that over 2,000 children are being taught in the public school systems across the city. All because of one simple act of generosity. Sometimes, when I picture Jesus in my life, I used to picture him out in front of me so I could follow him. But now sometimes I picture him standing right behind me. I think all of us, we go up to that lectern of our life and we try to do something or say something to make a difference in some way. And we stutter and we stumble and we go through hard times. And in an act of utter generosity, Jesus stands right behind us so patiently, just waiting. Waiting for us to find our breath again. Waiting for us to find our way. Giving us strength. And I know that I hope, and I know you do, that one day we'll turn around and be able to see his face, hold his hand. But until that time, he stands behind you as you learn to put yourself aside and serve another. Amen.
Let us rise for the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
Almighty Father, through the waters of baptism you have made us your children. Help us to live more fully as part of your family of saints. Living God,
hear our prayer.
You have marked us as Christ on forever. Help us to live generously and without fear. Living God,
hear our prayer.
Bless all those who are sick, suffering, or in need. May they experience the peace of your presence at all times and in all places. I invite you to speak the names of those in need aloud. We pray especially for the Church of the Providence of Central Africa. Living God, we pray for the people of Syria. Guide those in authority around the world that there may be greater understanding among all people. Living God, bless all those who have died that they may have eternal life. I invite you to speak their names aloud. We remember especially Kitty Drennan and David Emel. Living God,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for the ministries of this cathedral that touch the lives of the poor, the homeless, the sick, the elderly, and little children. Give us the strength, courage, and joy to grow these ministries and to serve you here in the city of Jacksonville and throughout the world. Living God,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for all the blessings of this life. I invite you to name your blessings aloud.
Cathedral Arts Project.
Living God,
hear our prayer.
Fashion us in your image and likeness, O God, that we may serve you as your children all our days. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, we will know who you are and we can welcome you. Welcome, welcome, all of you. Oh, wonderful. So good to have you today. We have a little card in your pew that you can fill out, and we'll send you our e-newsletter if you'd like to hear from us. We are so glad, and it was beautiful to hear this morning that prelude from some of the Cathedral Arts Project kids. Great job. Just beautiful. Following this service, we will have a wonderful celebration, celebrating this amazing nonprofit that has grown out of this place and all the good work that it does, and especially Gail and Gus Weltzek. So I hope you'll join us in Tolliver Hall following this service. It's your last chance to sign up for Discovery Weekend, which is next weekend. Only a few spaces are available. There are brochures in the narthex if you'd like to sign up. That's a wonderful retreat weekend. And there will be no Bible class next week because of that great retreat, which takes over Tolliver Hall and other areas of the church. Please read your bulletin to find out about how we're going to be hosting some homeless families here beginning September 29th. And if you want to help, let us know. And the first Sunday of October is a very popular day. It is St. Francis Day. And we always have people bring their animals to church. And we bless all the animals. Last year, a hen was brought. And she laid an egg, so we brought it up for the offering. So don't forget, first Sunday of October, the 9 o'clock will actually be outside. So that's where dogs and others come. And then 11 o'clock will be inside, and the bishop will be here. So your pets will get an Episcopal blessing, which is quite a thing. Our choir is beginning to give concerts and recitals in preparation for their trip to Canterbury and Westminster. They will be singing there this coming summer. Their first evensong will be this coming Sunday at 6 o'clock at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Riverside. So I hope some of you will join them there and hear their beautiful music. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
Lift
up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to a suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread and one cup. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you forever. Amen.